Xi Jinping tours genocide Olympics venues, ignoring massive coronavirus outbreak. By John Hayward on January 5, 2022. Chinese dictator Xi Jinping paid a visit to the still-under-construction venues for the Beijing Winter Olympics on Tuesday. Heedless of the massive coronavirus wave sweeping across China and forcing millions of ordinary citizens into brutally strict lockdowns. Human rights activists have christened the Beijing Winter Games the Genocide Olympics due to China's brutal oppression of the Uyghur Muslims of Xinjiang province. Calls to cancel the Olympics have not been heeded so far. But the US, UK, Australia, and Canada have declared a diplomatic boycott of the event by refusing to send officials as VIP guests. The Chinese Communist Party is ruthlessly using its economic leverage to keep corporate sponsors of the Olympics in line and stifle criticism of the atrocities in Xinjiang. Xi visited the National Speed Skating Oval, Main Media Center, Athletes Village, Games Time Operations Command Center and a winter sports training base, learning about games preparatory work as well as Chinese athletes' preparations for the games, China's state-run Xinhua News Service reported. Xi also extended New Year greetings to athletes, coaches, volunteers and representatives of operation teams, media and scientific research staff, Xinhua added. Xinhua was amusingly meticulous about captioning every image from Xi's photo op with all of his many titles. For example, Chinese President Xi Jinping, also General Secretary of the Communist Party of China Central Committee and Chairman of the Central Military Commission, visits a winter sports training base in Beijing, capital of China, January 4, 2022. Xi inspected the preparations for the 2022 Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games in Beijing on Tuesday. In reality, Xi is an unelected despot who changed the rules of the Chinese presidency in 2018 so he could rule for life. His minions are currently rewriting China's history books to present him as an epochal leader alongside, or maybe even towering above, Chinese Communist Party founder Mao Zedong. Another Xinhua dispatch on Wednesday hailed Xi for encouraging China's athletes to achieve excellence by dropping some poetry on them. Only those who withstand the freezing cold could enjoy the fragrance of plum blossoms. The news on Wednesday continued to be bleak from Shen, the city of 11 million at the center of China's new coronavirus outbreak. A woman wrote a post on the Weibo microblogging site, China's version of Twitter, that said her pregnant aunt miscarried in agony after she was refused care at a Shen hospital until her coronavirus test results came back. The tragic post garnered almost 6 million views, becoming a top trending topic on Weibo and prompting anguished phone calls to the Shen hospital, before it was unceremoniously deleted by Communist Party censors. The people of Shen have grown increasingly bold in their criticism of the government's poorly planned and heartless zero-COVID response. Other Weibo posts challenging official narratives and shredding all-is-well propaganda from the Communist Party have racked up thousands of views. In today's Shen, you can starve to death, can get sick and die, but you just cannot die of COVID, one Weibo commenter noted glumly.